As school districts prepare to head back for the 2014-2015 school year, we're spending some time over the next few days visiting with area superintendents. This morning, we speak to Superintendent John Odinger from the Carrollton School District. Well, sir, it's that time of year. I can't believe it. My kids can't believe it, but we're about to head back to school. So I want to talk about the Carrollton School District. Let's start off, talk about what's been done over the summer. Any projects to buildings or anything of that nature?
You know, most of the part, it's been just general maintenance and upkeep, getting the rooms all cleaned up and floors waxed. And we did add a bus drop-off and pickup over at Adams Elementary on the north side of the building in what used to be a large grass area. So the buses won't be picking up or dropping off students up on Jefferson. They will be doing their morning drop-off and afternoon pickup in the circle drive that we've created to the north side of the building.
And is that for safety reasons, sir?
Yeah, it's to get, you know, as many kids as we can out away from traffic.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about any changes that we can expect, if any, staff changes, any new programs or technology changes, anything like that you'd like to highlight.
We've got a few staff changes, mainly at the high school. I don't believe our elementary or middle school has staff changes. We've added a couple positions for larger classes in the elementary and the second grade. It was a large class as first graders last year. We've got a few new class offerings at the high school. We do have a new program over at the Career Center, a health informatics program. The Career Center worked with the local hospital in development of a additional program that we can offer our students and sending school students, you know, another opportunity should they choose not to go to post-secondary school and go out into the workforce.
Oh, very good. How's your budget look going into this new school year?
Well, you know, as good as anyone else's. You know, we're not quite where we thought the state was going to be with their funding this year, but, you know, we'll do everything that we can and, you know, still provide a quality education for the kids.
Of course, building security is always a first topic when we talk about school districts. So how do you feel about the building security here in Carrollton?
I feel it's as good as it can be. Since they created buzzers last summer, we've continued to add a few cameras and some blind spots. And, you know, it's one of those things that you need to continue to be open to improving all the time.
I know you're starting your second year here. Any goals for this year or anything that you'd like to see change or different in the Carrollton School District?
My main goal is ongoing student improvement and student success, making sure that we're improving the education, even though I feel it's a very high-quality education right now. You can never make it too good. So always striving to get students to a level that maybe they don't always expect they can get to.
That was Superintendent of Schools for the Carrollton School District, John Odinger. Their first day of school will be Tuesday, August 19th. That will be a full day of school for Carrollton. Open house for grades 7 through 12th is tonight, this evening, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. And open house for kindergarten through 6th grade is Thursday, August 14th, also from 6 to 8 p.m.